This is the BBC.
I would like to...
Well, that got rid of him. Rest your head on this razor blade. And listen to the story of the Pevensey Bay disaster. Thank you. Here to open the tale of the great disaster is poet and tragedian William J. McGonagall.
"'Twas in the month of December, in the year of 1882, the railway lines near Pevensey Bay were buried under the snow."
Ooh.
"All through the night the blizzard fiend did like a lion roar. The snow rose up from inches 3 to inches 3'4". And oh, the snow..."
"My name is Neddy Seagoon, engine driver extraordinary. On the night of the great English blizzard, I was dragged from a warm seat in Leicester Square and taken before the director of the famed Filthmuck and Scanton's Railway."
"Neddy, little Neddy. Sit down, here, have a chop liver cigarette."
"No, thanks. I always chop my own."
"Good luck. Listen, Schlapper, listen. The lines between the Hastings and Pevensey Bay Station are under 20 feet of snow." "Maybe. Maybe." "We want you to drive a snow plow and clear the line before midnight."
"I'll do it."
"Good, Slapper. Here's a kosher wine gum. Off you go."
"Thank you, and goodbye." My duty was obvious. Free the line at Pevensey Bay before midnight, leaving it clear for the Hastings flyer to come through. I made my way towards Euston Station.
"Pardon me, little low, sweet type man."
The stranger had stepped out of a dark overcoat. Another man stood at his shoulder.
"Have you a match?"
"Only my own private one."
"Have a gorilla?"
"No, thanks. This street is a non-smoker."
"Neddy, my heavily oiled friend here and I are rather anxious to get to Pevensey Bay Station tonight."
"You'll never do it. There are no trains."
"We know. Perhaps a lift on your snow plow?"
"Out of the question. It's against the rules."
"We have money."
"Money?"
"Yes. To prove we're not lying, here's a photograph of a shilling."
"What wealth!"
"Yes. And there are more photographs where that came from."
"Gad, with that treasure hoard, I could buy another match." "No, I will not be tempted."
"Very well, Moriarty. Plan two. I'll play the violin."
"Neddy, little Neddy, have a heart, lad. We must get to Pevensey Bay Station tonight. Pevensey Bay Station tonight, or we get killed. You see, Neddy, at midnight, the Hastings flyer is coming through. All we want to do is derail it, blow it up, open the mail van, and take the gold bullion inside."
"You're breaking my heart." "I cannot refuse so simple a request. Be at platform 3 in 10 minutes or platform 10 in 3 minutes, whichever will suit you best. But remember, bring me my photographs of the money."
Through the night the blizzard raged. It covered Pevensey Bay Station. Inside the ticket office there, the staff were in charge of the situation.
Many, stop that. That's sinful singing.
Not sinful, it's the modern style singing, buddy.
I'm not interested in the modern styles, Min. I'm more worried why we haven't sold any tickets today.
I know. I can't understand it.
Neither can I. It's the peak of our winter tourist season.
Yes. What's the weather like outside?
I can't see for all the snow coming down.
I think we'd better lock up for the night, Henry.
Yes. Yes, only an idiot would come out on a night like this.
Yes, I know. Oh.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, oh, how do you do, sir?
Fine, fine, fine. I'm the famous Eccles.
It's the famous Eccles, Min.
Oh. Well, I better be getting along now.
Oh, good night. What a nice man to come a visiting on such a night.
A lovely man, Henry. Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Yes. Well, off you go to bed, Min.
Okay.
I think I'll keep the ticket office open a little longer, just in case there's a sudden rush from the continent.
Okay, but
you never know.
Oh, and through the night the snowplow train was racing down the line. A lonely spectator who saw it pass looked up and said,
"Fine, fine."
Gad! Race on, steel juggernaut! It's a wonder men can live at this speed.
Can't we go any faster?
Faster? You mad fool! We're doing 8 miles an hour now.
Come on, be a devil.
Right. Stoker?
Yes.
Take another twig out of the safe and hurl it on the furnace.
Right.
Now, what's the steam boiler pressure?
98 degrees.
Right. Run my bath. Don't be a fool. This is no time to take a bath. It's getting late. Nonsense. Plenty of time. According to the hairs on my wrist, it's only 10:30.
The hairs on your wrist say 10:30?
Yes.
You must be mad.
Why?
The hairs on my wrist say 11:30.
Still time for a bath. And Max Gilroy.
Thank you.
cutting my bark in the back of the snowplow. A foul trick was played.
Hands up, Neddy. Drop that soap. Moriarty, tie his hands, then hide them where he can't find them.
What a fiendish move. You naughty man.
Good. Now, cut the knot off so he can't untie it.
Right. Right. Here.
Ready with that scissors.
Woo! Here, put it in your pocket. Now, together. One, two.
Don't throw me out.
Three. Ah! I lay gasping on the railway bank with a knot of my bonds in Gridpipe Finn's pocket. It looked pretty hopeless for me.
I say, have you seen a band go this way?
Well, I'm sorry, I've only just arrived here.
I must find them. They might be playing a different tune from me by now. Wait a minute. I know you. Aren't you Neddy Seagoon, the singing dwarf?
If you put it that way, I am.
Yes.
And you? Aren't you the blackguard embezzler, no good soak and lay about Dennis Bednock?
If you put it that way, I am.
Pleased to meet you.
And what are you doing here?
I've just been thrown off a train.
Any decent driver would have done the same.
Weren't tied, I'd strike you down with my mackerel pie and thunder straw.
Your hands are tied?
Yes.
Oh.
But look, take your hands off my wallet.
£3.10, £4.
Come back to my wallet. That devil, he's gone. Thank heaven he didn't find my money belt.
Oh.
Take your hands off my money belt. The devil, taking all the money I stole from the kiddies' bank. The time was wasting. I had to warn the approaching Hastings flyer of the plot to derail her. So thinking, I stumbled forwards through the blizzard. I made a pair of snowshoes, but the heat of my feet melted them. Suddenly, from a nearby frozen pool, I heard...
In the good old summer time... In the good old summer time... I love swimming in the tub.
I see. You with the concrete underpants. Don't you feel cold in there?
Oh, I've got my overcoat on.
Listen, I've got to get to Pevensey Base Station as soon as possible.
Oh, you better get there as soon as possible. I'm the famous Echoes.
I don't wish to know that. Hey, that trace up against the wall. Whose is it?
Mine. A pheasant from an admirer.
Could you drive me to town on it?
Oh, the tricycle isn't mine. The wall was the present.
Well, drive me there on that.
Right. Hold tight.
The sound you are hearing is Neddy and Eccles driving a wall at speed. We thought you ought to know. Meantime, at Pevensey Bay Station...
Hello? Pevensey Bay Station here? I'm sorry, he's not in.
Has the snow plow been through yet?
No, I've had the door locked all day.
Thank you, Yakamakakas, we're still in time.
Yes.
First, I must get these bonds untied. Have you got a knot?
Yes, several.
Right, quick, glue it onto my bonds and then untie them.
Oh.
Listeners, as knot gluing and untying has no audible sound, we suggest you make your own. Within reason, that is.
I knew someone was spoiling it. But now... Now my hands were free. Now for action.
What is all this about, may I ask?
Watch that noise!
What now? It's the snowplow come to clear the line.
No! No! The two men on that snowplow are train robbers.
What?
We must stop them.
Don't you worry, Nicky, Nicky, no. The moment they step through that door, I shall let them have it with this leather blunderbuss.
Yeah, yeah. It's them. Come in, nice men.
Bottle. I was walking along collecting numbers like a happy boy train spotter when blank, there was a blinding flash. I reeled backwards, clutching my forehead. I looked down and my knees had gone. Yes, thank you.
Little cross-eyed hairless pipe cleaner. Were you followed at the platform by two men?
I'm not going to tell you, shooting at me like that.
Come, come now, little two-stone Hercules. Tell me. Tell me.
What?
Tell me if you saw two men and you could have this quarter of Dolly Mixture.
Oh, Dolly Mixture. Think. With those touch sweets, I could influence certain girls at playtime.
Then you'll tell me?
Two nice men walking up the line towards the signal box. Yes.
We must stop them.
Yes.
But we'll pause first to hear Ray Ellington.
Test the body. Hoop the body. I want you. I want you to. I want you to be. I want you to be my baby. Will you? Will you please? Will you please tell? Will you please tell me if you're gonna be my baby? I listen to your daddy and you never will regret it. And if anybody wonders, you can tell him how to set it. The only thing I know is that I never can forget you. I've been longing for you, baby, ever since the day I met you. I got you where I want you and I'm not gonna let you get away from me. Hear what I tell you, I'm the man for you and you better start to pace it. You ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start to give me some loving. Carry a torch for you that's harder than an oven. Time for you and me to do a little turtle dopping. Baby, hold me tight, do what I tell you, I better start to face it. If I lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start to giving me some loving. Carry a cross for you, and that's the harder than an oven. Time for you and me to do a little turtle diving. Baby, hold me tight. I want you. I want you to. I want you to be. I want you to be my baby. I want you to be my baby.
Oh, it's amazing. That's nice.
Thank you, Ray Ellington. I'm sure you mean well. Well, now, we rejoin the great Pevensey Bay disaster inside the signal box west of Pevensey Bay Station, which will play a vitally unimportant part in the story.
Mate. Oh, shrewd, cold stone, the blowing crowstone. Mate. Oh, Oh, what's that, mate? Oh, it's the talking telephone a-ringing, mate. Oh, there it goes again, mate. And again. And unless I'm mistook, it's a-gonna go. Again, mate. Hello, hello. Pevensey Bay signal box here, mate.
Listen, mate. Put the signals to danger. Stop the Hastings flyer.
Oh, well, I'll do that. Mate. Oh, 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 mate.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello, mate. Hello, mate. Hello, hello, mate. Mate, hello.
All very nicely done, Moriarty, mate. Now, let's see. There's a bridge to the right. Good. Take these sticks of dynamite, place them in the center of the span, run the wires back here, and when the Hastings flyer comes across, we just press the plunger.
Who you are? You then the money. The bullion band. Who you are? Money.
The moon.
April, yes.
April in Paris. We found a Charlie.
Hello, signal box. Hello, hello, signal box. He's hung up.
We'd better go and cut him down.
All right. Eccles, get your wall started.
Okay.
What about me, Captain? Can't I come in this game?
Yes, only an idiot would leave you behind.
Leave him behind.
Silence the famous Eccles.
Silence the famous Eccles.
Blue Bottle?
Yes?
Take this photograph of a red flag.
Yes?
Go and stand on the bridge near the signal box.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if the Hastings flyer approaches, stop it at all costs.
Oh, good, I will. I will. I will be a hero. My picture will be in the East Finchley Chronicle. Boy hero balloon bottles. Save the train from crashing. Here. That will make that Muriel Bates run after me. But I will play hard to get. I'd better start wearing long trousers, soon.
Thanks. It's about time I started wearing them, too.
Oh, you... No, Mr. Seacone. Don't leave us alone with those two train robbers about. We'd all be murdered in our long trousers.
Don't worry, Miss Bannister. Here, take this copy of The Nursing Mother. If you're attacked, don't hesitate to use it.
Oh, safe at last, oh.
My dear madam, with your face, you'll be safe in Portsmouth on pay night.
No, no.
Come, man, we must hurry. The hairs on my wrist say it's quarter the needle, not a loo.
Yes, forward to the bridge. On me head and joined me up, mate.
Shut up, mate.
Oh, mate.
Wait, mate. The hairs on my wrist say it is midnight o'clock, and there's no signs of the Hastings flyer.
Steady, frog eater, steady. Obviously, the blizzard delayed the train.
Well, I'm not going to wait any longer. My nerves are strained to breaking point. There goes one now. I tell you, Grit, mate, I can't stand the strain.
Shut up, will you? Shut up. Open your mouth. Close it.
You swine! My teeth!
Frog-eating fiend, now control yourself.
What? Listen.
Great goose hooks.
Where?
Look, it's a military gentleman walking up the line banging a drum.
You English are so musical.
Yes. The woods are full of them, you know. Now, let's sit quietly and wait for the Hastings flyer.
My teeth, I must...
Captain, look at our friend in the bridge.
Dynamite! Thank heavens you found it.
Thank you, heavens.
Good. Now, put it somewhere for safety.
Yes, I will. Moves right, puts dreaded dynamite under signal box for safety. Does not notice dreaded wires leading to plunger in signal cabin. Think, I'm in for the dreaded deading this week, all right?
Men, train robbers are up in that signal cabin. Ooh. Eccles, you go up the line and try to stop the Hastings flyer. I'll try and put the signals to danger.
Okay.
Blue Bottle, you keep me covered with this photograph of a gun.
Thanks.
Mike, let's go in. Hands up!
So, Neddy, you managed to get your hands free.
Yes, they never cost me a penny, thanks to the National Health.
Listen! Quiet, listen!
What?
It's the Hastings flyer! With all the money on board!
Oh, we've been foiled! Yes! I've got to stop it or it'll crash at the snowplow at Pevensey Bay Station.
Oh, look, you can easily stop it. Just press this little plunger with the wires leading out of the window.
Right.
Here goes the bridge, Moriarty.
Yes. They were all dead. But who got the money in the bullion van from the Hastings flyer?
Oh, I mean...
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Religious Quartet and Max Gilbrey. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Beasley, the program produced by Petey.